Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On WNYC, and let's talk about virtual volunteering. July is Volunteer Match Month here at the Brian Lehrer Show. Each Thursday this month, we're spending some time talking about volunteering and giving back, offering you very specific and practical advice as we highlight opportunities through the region. We'll also check in with you from week to week about where you're volunteering and how it's going. So right away, if you volunteered this past week, give us a call and let us know what you did and what you learned, or if you have a volunteer opportunity for our listeners, post it to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We learned last week that New York and New Jersey have two of the lowest volunteer rates in the nation. So let's hear what you are doing on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Back with us on the air, as he will be every Thursday this month, is Greg Baldwin, president of Volunteer Match, a nonprofit that links up individuals and companies with volunteer opportunities. Hey, Greg, welcome to WNYC. Hope you had a good week since we last spoke.
Yes, thanks for having me back.
And today we're going to focus on virtual volunteering, opportunities to help out that you can do from the comfort of your own computer. Might be a good idea as the temperature hits the 90s once again. But tell us, in a nutshell, about virtual volunteering. Is this something that you've seen gain in popularity in recent years?
Virtual volunteering was an idea that was coined back in the late 90s by some folks that were really trying to understand how the power of the web and computers would impact nonprofit organizations. And it's something that's really caught on over the years. And essentially, it's volunteer opportunities that you can do with your computer or over the phone from a remote location. And particularly with the growth of the web and nonprofits' needs for web skills, virtual volunteering has become a very attractive category of opportunities in the Volunteer Match system.
So here are a couple of examples from Volunteer Match. These two are from the same organization. Search Engine Optimizer. Of course, everybody could do that. And Rewrite Articles for Twitter, both for the, believe it or not, Caffeine Awareness Association. So have your first cup and log on to the Caffeine Awareness Association and see if you're right for these volunteering opportunities. The first posting reads, "We need someone with a search engine optimization background to help us make sure we're fully utilizing the marketing ability of our new website." It's really to make sure that you're writing keywords and stuff so that searches, you know, turn up their organization. And the second reads, "Our nonprofit seeks writer to rewrite 400 articles for Twitter. Articles cover medical procedures." Wow, that's pretty specific.
It's very specific, and I think that's one of the beauties of a big system like Volunteer Match. A lot of these organizations aren't going to have, you know, they're small organizations, they're doing advocacy work, they're not going to have a deep bench full of technology experts. And going out on the web and saying, hey, we need someone with these specific skills, can you help us out? Now more than ever, organizations are succeeding at finding those individuals. And there's a lot of people out there that respond to these types of opportunities that are doing search engine optimization for a big company or a muffin company. If they've got all the technical skills, and because it's a cause that they might care about, they'd be delighted to help transfer those skills to help an organization or a cause that they care about.
I'd actually like to know more about rewriting 400 articles for Twitter. I guess those are the 140 character versions.
Exactly.
Does it make you uneasy at all hearing those job descriptions that this is essentially pro bono work that they could be paying someone to do? Because those sound like real jobs that employees would do, not our usual conception of volunteer work. Or do we need to change our notion of the essence of volunteering?
You know, I think what people are willing to do for a cause they care about is really kind of a remarkable phenomenon that is an important part of what we are as a country. And I don't see these types of positions. This organization is not in a position to be hiring up a full-time CTO. And to ask for outside people who have some expertise to come in and be helpful, I think is the equivalent of a law firm working with an organization that needs some extra help to do legal work. And I really think that the notion of pro bono should not be should we be paying for it, but really, are there people out there with skills that are willing to help us because they care enough about our cause or our organization?
All right.
I do think that's some change.
Listeners, have you done virtual volunteering? Give us your examples. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Volunteering online. Have you done it? Jess in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jess.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm volunteering from home in two ways. I'm a volunteer medical illustrator for a website called Coach for Columbia University Medical Center. And I'm volunteering also right now making a newsletter for patients at St. Luke's Hospital.
That's great. And they ask you to do this by just writing and submitting your work.
They're both opportunities affiliated with the post-bac pre-med program at Columbia. That's how I got involved with both of them.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyone else doing virtual volunteering? Actually, I may have mentioned this to you before, Greg, but my son, who just graduated high school, very adept at math, and in the last year he did some online math tutoring. And it was just volunteer work, and he, signed up to do this. And individual math students from anywhere had his name on a list of people they could contact, email or whatever, to get in touch. And then he had online chats with them, conversations or exchanges of email to help them with their math homework. So there's another example.
Yeah, and there's actually a couple of great organizations out there that are really trying to take advantage of online technology to do mentoring programs just like that. One of them is really focused on helping students with literacy. There's some other organizations that do math work, but there's lots of opportunities like that if you come browse, get out on the web and browse around.
All right, let's talk about another opportunity. This one reads, and again, it's from Volunteer Match. The Domestic Abuse Helpline for Men and Women, a nonprofit agency that offers supportive services to victims and survivors of domestic violence, is seeking volunteer helpline advocates for daytime and some weekend shifts on our toll-free 24/7 nationally available helpline. Helpline advocates work from home, taking weekly six-hour shifts on our helpline, offering supportive services to victims and survivors of domestic violence. So I guess that's technically not online, but it's another thing you can do from home. But it brings up a host of issues. For one, it's pretty different from simply working in a soup kitchen or doing construction work. You're engaging with some pretty serious issues here that seem to require some counseling skills.
Yeah, and I think all the programs out there that are doing this type of helpline work, and really in any nonprofit, will have different engagement, training, education programs, and this is one of those programs that they offer training to all of the individuals. It's 30 hours worth of reading, and they're not going to just put you on the phone in a difficult situation. They're going to put you on the phone with some training so that you can handle it. But these types of opportunities. My mom actually was a helpline volunteer in upstate New York for many years, and it's a type of opportunity where you take your six-hour shift, you're there to help people, and I think it's an incredible service to an important community of folks, and it is something that you don't have to come to the office, as it were, to get involved.
When we were doing our Help Wanted job search series, and we still have that going as a Facebook page, one conversation we had was about how to keep busy and keep networking even as you were looking for work. And there's a chance that if you're in the social media world, a volunteer gig like this could actually create some connections and enhance your resume. Can you put volunteer work on your resume? Do you hear about it leading to paid work?
I think you absolutely should. We know a lot. I mean, obviously, we're somewhat self-interested, but looking for volunteer experience on the resume is something that a lot of the companies that we work with that help support their employee volunteering programs, we just have learned through them how important it is to many organizations to take a look at those, what are referred to as the extracurriculars on the resume, looking what people are doing outside the professional world. That's become an increasing focus to understand how people will behave on teams and contribute to groups. It's kind of one of those soft things that a lot of HR folks are now starting to look for more specifically than they have in the past.
Arvita in Hoboken. Hi, Arvita. You're on WNYC. You volunteer online?
Yes.
What do you do?
We volunteer with this vegetarian society called Vegetarian Vision. It's out of Hoboken, New Jersey. And we did a website for them, got my sister together and a couple of friends, and wrote up a few articles for them that they've posted on their website. So it was right from research to gathering material, getting the articles together, and putting the website together.
All right. Thank you very much. Greg Baldwin, the idea of your organization, Volunteer Match, is the premise that people who want to volunteer actually have a hard time finding the places that are best for them, and people who need volunteers are having a hard time finding those individuals?
Yeah, we started the organization in 1998, I think, and it was really at the time we were like, what if we built an eBay for volunteering? And the idea was really just to create a marketplace which would make it easier for good people and good causes to connect. And, you know, 10 years later, we are welcoming, you know, 30,000 people a day that are looking for local opportunities and support tens of thousands of nonprofits. And really all we're doing is making, you know, the process of connecting a little bit more efficient than having to go through the yellow pages. And, you know, it's doing for volunteering what a lot of other services have done in other areas like job hunting, travel, yard sales, just making a more efficient market.
And speaking of connecting, Al from Manhattan writes on our webpage, I volunteer at a hospital after work once a week. I'm sure there are significant contributions to be made virtually, but for me, it's all about the personal connection. So, I mean, lots of people talk about volunteering as a good community opportunity, your chance to interact with people who you might not otherwise meet. So we're talking about virtual volunteering today, but do you worry about losing that personal face-to-face element as more people engage in virtual volunteering because it's easy?
5% of our listings are for virtual volunteering. That means 95% of the listings on the service are for face-to-face volunteering. That's not going to go away. This is a new choice that complements those other choices, but it's certainly not going to eliminate the face-to-face interaction. And, you know, we just want to support all types of activities and aren't, you know, I certainly don't want everyone to turn into an avatar in Second Life and do all of their volunteering from the, you know, a darkened room somewhere in Manhattan.
And in fact, we learned from our website last week after you were on that many people think that volunteering is sometimes too narrowly defined. Here are a couple of comments we got last week. John from Fanwood wrote, Brian, don't forget about volunteering to serve on boards and commissions in New Jersey towns. Many of the volunteers in my town are getting older, and young blood is essential. And Colette from Brooklyn wrote, I'd like you to consider expanding the definition of volunteering. I'm a graduate student, and I and my colleagues spend a lot of our time volunteering in our departments, organizing events and lectures, serving on committees, etc. I consider this community service, even though it's a smaller, quote, community. So do you want to talk about the definition of volunteering?
We have a pretty broad definition of volunteering, but I agree with a lot of those comments that for many people, volunteering comes with a lot of baggage, and it's a very narrow vision for a lot of folks. And I believe that all of those activities are volunteering activities. Really anything, from my point of view, it's anything you choose to do voluntarily, in many ways is, you know, our active definition of what it means to be volunteering. Now, generally, you'll add in, you know, actively volunteering for something that you believe is important to you and has some, you know, and public benefit to it. We don't get too hung up on the definitions.
Let's give Ellen in the financial district our last 15 seconds here to tell us about her virtual volunteering. Hi, Ellen. We're right to the point.
Hi. Yes, I am a volunteer. I also work at iMentor, and we're a youth mentoring program. We serve 1,800 kids in the New York City area from underserved communities. And the mentoring happens, there's an in-person component that's important, but every week our mentors email our mentees on a topic that's related to improving their lives.
That's great, and we'll put a link to that on our page as we thank Greg Baldwin, president of Volunteer Match, a nonprofit that links up individuals and companies with volunteer opportunities. Greg, we'll see you back here next Thursday, same time.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
VolunteerMatch.org. For people looking for volunteer opportunities. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.